I'll let Tim set up, and as he's setting up, I think I've been coming to every retreat for our church retreat except 1 year. And Bill and Li Ming reminded me yesterday. He said, "Oh, how old is Gwenny now, our daughter?" And I told them tomorrow is her birthday. So it was 13 years ago on this weekend that we couldn't come. So Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, we were at home and, you know, just waiting, and Priscilla's water broke, and there we were at Kaiser on Thanksgiving afternoon, and she was born the next day. So that was one of our Thanksgiving memories, but I think that, you know, coming to a church retreat every year is a blessing for all of us, because we get to spend time together as a church family and enjoy fellowship and singing and worshiping the Lord and having the Holy Spirit speak to us through His Word and through the experiences of different speakers. So I'm very thankful for that, and I'm glad you are here this weekend, and hope that God has blessed you. So let me turn the time over to Tim and Ellen.
Thank you so much, Eugene, for taking some time so I can set up.
谢谢尤金刚刚给我的介绍。
I am so grateful to have had a chance to be here to meet all of you.
我非常荣幸在这里跟大家见面。
I know that the conversations I've had with both Chinese and English speaking side, even though short, they've been very, very beneficial for me.
我跟大家所聊天对我来讲都非常的有益。
My biggest regret is that I didn't have as much time with a lot of people to talk longer.
我觉得很惋惜，我没有办法有时间跟大家一起多聊聊。
Because it's my fault.
其实是我的错。
Is these slides I have to make for the PowerPoint? They keep me. I spend so much energy and time on them that I don't. I lose opportunities to connect with people.
因为我花很多时间准备我的讲稿，没办法跟大家一起聊天。
So I hope that the English congregation is going to have a question and answer session after this session on the second floor where we meet.
等一下10点多结束之后，我跟英文组的会有一些答问答。
So I look forward to that time to maybe even get to know people even better.
我希望在那个阶段能够跟大家多了解。
And I know that some of the things that I've shared may have touched people differently.
我知道我所分享的对大家可能有不同的感受。
So that would be a good time to clarify and try to understand more clearly some of the ideas that I'm proposing to you.
那等一下我就可以借着那个机会可以跟大家可以多澄清一下。
So great. It's just wonderful, and I am so glad I was able to spend Thanksgiving with you.
我很高兴能够在感恩节跟大家在一起。
Let's pray.
那我们大家一起祷告。
We thank you, God.
谢谢主。
That you brought us here.
把我们带到这里来。
To share in the fruit of fellowship.
那我们能分享我们一起这个 团契的果子。
We thank you that you are building us up.
我谢谢你， 你帮我们建造起来。
Through your word.
借由你的话。
Through the Spirit, the fellowship of the Spirit.
还有, 借着圣灵与我们同在。
And just through taking time, giving time for us to be with each other.
让我们有时间能够跟大家一起。
After lunch today, I pray that we would go back home.
吃完中饭之后，我祷告我们大家都回家。
With hearts full of praise.
都心里都蛮有 这个感恩。
And with a determination to proclaim Jesus to all the worlds.
而且大家都很决定要把耶稣基督的爱向大家来宣传。
In Jesus' name I pray.
以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Okay, today the title is Missional and Messy.
今天我要讲的是 宣教的，但是也是混乱的。
It's a continuation of yesterday's topic.
是昨天的信息的连续。
Yesterday, I suggested that a new look at the New Testament, and not really a new look, but a closer look at the New Testament.
我昨天跟大家在 新约里头有多一点的详细的看。
Reveals that one of the key points is God wanting to bring the Gentiles into the promise of Israel.
在新约里头一个很重要的要点就是神的心意是要把外邦人带到。
And therefore, our calling as Christians is to be missionary people.
所以我们神对我们每个人的呼召是一个宣教士。
So today I want to illustrate how this looks in the church.
今天我要再把这个来多来讲解一下。
By looking at the Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
来看由保罗的书信以弗所书来看。
So bear with me, it will be another Bible study.
所以我今天又都会研究圣经。
But before I do that, I want to share with you what I shared with the English congregation yesterday.
那我要跟昨天跟英文组的分享跟大家来一起分享。
Before I came this weekend,
在我来之前
I was busy with attending to a number of other items in my church.
我教会里头有一些事情。
This is a car, our neighbor's truck.
这是我一个邻居的卡车。
And what happened was that my son drove his new car, or not new car, but a car that we gave him.
我儿子开了他，我们给他的一部车。
And smashed into it.
然后就撞这个车了。
So that was just one of three accidents that happened this past weekend before I came.
这就是在我过去这个周末发生的三件事其中一件。
My son was just one of them.
我儿子只是其中一件。
But on the Saturday before, one of our very important English deacons
在过去的那个礼拜六
has an elderly father who lives in El Cerrito.
我的一个执事教会的执事有一个很老年的父亲住在 El Cerrito.
And he fell down and bumped his head severely.
他头撞地跌倒头撞地。
So I had to spend a lot of time talking to him and trying to provide counseling because it was a very traumatic experience.
对他来讲是一个很重大的事件所以我又花很多时间来安慰他。
And then on Monday,
然后礼拜一,
one of our young people was on the way to San Diego, got into a severe car accident.
我团契里头一个年轻人到开车到 Sacramento 路上也发生一个严重的车祸。
Fortunately, no one was hurt except his father had to have wrist surgery.
还好那车上的人没有受伤除了他父亲这个手腕这要做手术之外。
So life is messy.
所以我们的生命里头很多事情是蛮混乱的。
I had planned to do so much more preparation for this weekend and then all of these interruptions came about.
我过去这个周末本来想花很多时间来准备可是这些事情混乱的事都发生了。
The hardest was Wednesday because it's the day before I'm supposed to come.
最困难的是礼拜三因为是我来之前的头一天。
Because as I shared with the English congregation,on Wednesday, right, I had to get insurance to cover my son.
因为在礼拜三我必须把我的保险搞好来保我的儿子。
So I got the insurance.
我拿到了保险。
And minutes later he crashes the car.
然后几分钟之后他就撞了车了。
This is what it looks like.
这就是我儿子的车。
So when I get back home, that's going to be one of the things I have to address.
那我回家的时候我必须面对的就是这个事情。
And the hardest thing about this one is that the family members have to learn to still love Nathaniel and really, and not make him feel terrible, because he already feels terrible.
这对我来讲是蛮困难的功课因为大家都是同一家人大家还是要怎么样学习彼此相爱。
So in a church family,
所以在一个教会的大家庭里头
we can't expect everything to go right.
我们没有办法期待每件事情都会顺利的发生。
There will be interruptions,
会有很多搅乱的事
conflict,
也很多冲突
hurt feelings,
有很多伤感情的事
misunderstanding,
也不互相不了解的事情。
But that is also a part of God's grace.
那但是这些都是神的恩典的一部分。
As I shared with the English ministry, God teaches us through these messy moments.
所以借着这个新约圣经呢，神对我们在这一段混乱时期跟我们说话。我也是跟英文组这么分享的。
He prunes us.
他会来裁掉我们的一些不要的枝子。
Teaches us how to die to sin and to self.
他教我们怎么样子对罪死亡。
And therefore we can experience resurrection and new life.
所以我们可以经历神一样的复活以及新的生命。
So I share this because later on I'll say a little bit more about messiness, but I want to start by talking about the missional church.
我今天开始要来讨论一个宣教的教会。
How many of you have heard of this terminology, the missional church?
多少人有听过这个宣教的教会举手。
It's probably, it's getting more popular. I see a number of you have read books.And probably have heard about it. Good.
大家都很多人举手，谢谢。
Recently, there has been a lot of conversation among very smart church leaders.
最近有很多很聪明的教会领袖在讨论这些事。
Trying to encourage the church in America to be more missional.
他们鼓励教北美的教会能够更有宣教性。
And they have described the situation in that churches tend to be either attractional or missional.
他们把教会分类，他说有些教会是比较吸引人的教会，有些教会就比较做宣教性的教会。
An attractional ministry
一个吸引人的教会
is a church that tries to draw people in from the outside world.
是把外面的人吸引进来。
It tries to create programs that are appealing.
它制造很多很吸引人的这个节目。
And tries to get people's attention.
然后把他们的注意力收集过来。
And this is what most churches do.
这很多教会都是这么做的。
We all try to create events that, like this, in a few weeks, my church would do a Christmas musical.
就像有些教会都这么做，我们再过几个礼拜，我们教会也这么做，要做圣诞节的特别节目。
And we hope that non-Christians will come and watch.
我们希望很多不信主的人能够来看。
We put on a big VBS every year.
我们每年都放了暑期的这个圣经这个学校。
And we hope to attract non-Christian parents with their children.
我们希望一些不信主的父母能够把小孩送过来。
So that's what an attractional ministry is about.
这就是吸引人的教会会做的事情。
Unfortunately, sometimes we don't communicate very well.
但是不幸的，有些时候我们没有沟通的很好。
So even though we intend to show people good news,
虽然我们希望对他们分享神的好消息
we make mistakes.
我们通常也犯了一些错误
And we make these type of mistakes.
我们常常也犯像这样的错误
Right? Does that happen to you sometimes?
你们是不是也发生过这样的事呢？
Yeah.
那个字没拼好就变成另外一个意义了。
So we don't want this to happen to Jesus, right?
我们不希望这个神的对神来讲，神的事是这样发生的。
So attractional churches have a lot of pressure to get the message right.
所以我们如果要做一个吸引人的教会，很多时候我们必须把我们的信息讲对。
And attractional churches put a lot of energy into putting on productions.
我们吸引人的教会也常常把一些事情把一些精力花在很多这个制造一些节目上面。
But there's one more weakness that attractional churches need to change, okay? And I'll share that.
这个如果注重吸引人的这种教会有一个弱点。
One of the most famous attractional church is Willow Creek.
最有名的这种吸引这个不信主的教会就是 Willow Creek 这个教会。
Willow Creek is also known as the First Seeker Sensitive Church.
它也是一个专门以慕道友为中心的一个教会。
So they put a lot of energy in trying to make their worship services extremely fun.
他们把很多精力花在让他们的崇拜非常的有趣。
They bring professional actors and musicians to make the stage a performance center.
他们把这个讲台弄得请了一些专业的这个表演的来把它弄得非常有兴趣。
They do market research to find out what people want to hear.
他们甚至做了一些市场研究看人们喜欢听什么。
And after many years of numeric success,
几年之后有一些奇妙式的成功。
The senior pastor Bill Hybels,
他们的年长的这个牧师 Bill Hybels
discovered that there was a weakness.
发现有一些弱点。
And the weakness is that they were not making disciples.
那弱点就是在他们没有办法制造一些门徒。
It was a huge revolving door.
是有一个很大的这个问题。
And they could not raise enough leaders to keep on developing spiritual growth.
他们没有办法就是培养出一群这个领袖人才来。
So they did a self-study.
他们自己研究。
And they discovered that they were not adequately discipling the people who came in.
他们发现他们没有办法对来的人做适当的门徒训练。
And the reason for that is because the people who came were attracted to the show.
就主要的问题是在来的人是被这些节目所吸引。
They were attracted to the services.
他们被这些节目还有这些崇拜所吸引。
In some of the one program, for example, is that they have a automobile repair ministry.
他们甚至有一个节目，有一个叫做修摩托车的这个。
So a lot of single mothers who have no time with their children and to take care of their cars go to church.
他们有些没有办法修车的单亲的妈妈，他们就来加入这个教会里头这个节目。
So they go to a Bible study or a worship service.
他们来到教会来参加圣经这个查经。
And then a mechanic fixes their car.
顺便就修他们的车。
So this is a full service church.
所以这个教会提供了全套服务。
But the problem is that it does not transform that mother.
但是问题就是这个妈妈没有被改变。
And instead, it created a consumer church.
他是反过来，他们制造了一个像这种这个服务性的教会。
And all that energy and resources to putting on this big show wound up not generating growing disciples.
他们把很多精力花在这些制造这些很好的节目，可是却没有制造门徒。
So that is why even Hybels himself.
甚至所以这就是为什么这个主任牧师他 Hybels 这么。
Recognize the church needs to be a little bit different.
他相信这个教会必须要不一样一点。
And there's many writers who are saying, let's become more of a missional church.
因此就有很多人提出来，我们必须要更具有宣教性。
Now, a missional church is basically a church that's reaching out instead of trying to draw people in.
一个宣教性的教会是往外去找人的，不是把人带到里面来的。
And the focus is on trying to make the gospel, bring the gospel to where people are.
他把好消息送到人需要的人心中。
So they don't put as much energy in making the church feel like a comfortable place.
他并没有花很多的精力把教会变成一个很舒服的地方。
They're not trying to put on a big show.
他们也没有说把教会有常常有一些很大的节目出来。
So these churches are actually very, very committed to sharing the gospel but not committed to building a beautiful, wonderful building.
这些教会呢一个宣教性的教会呢他们很注重把福音传出去可是不注重说把教会弄得很好。
And I think I'm very attracted to this.
我对这样的教会非常是我的心意。
If you've been in my workshops, you've heard that I've sort of critiqued or criticized Christians for being consumer Christians.
你如果听我的讲座你会知道我常常对一些这种复兴的这种教会常常有一些意见。
And I actually,feel that the church needs to be missionaries, churches. We should all be missionaries.
我相信我们的教会应该是一个宣教性的教会。
So that means, you know, missionaries, they have to cross cultures and other boundaries.
因为宣教士他必须要跨文化然后要跨一些不同的疆界。
A missionary is never comfortable.
做一个宣教士从来不会觉得舒服的。
A missionary is willing to put up hardship, endure hardship.
他愿意在这个困难中来享受。
And a missionary church is a church that's focused on doing that.
一个宣教性的教会。
So I think that one of the worst things that ever happened to the American church.
在北美教会里头发生最糟的事就是。
Is that we have forgotten that we are also a missionary church.
就是忘了我们是一个宣教性的教会。
And for many American churches, missions is everything outside of America.
对很多美国教会来讲，所谓的宣教是在美国之外的宣教。
Because in America, we're a comfortable church. We are a place where we can all be happy and comfortable.
因为在美国里头，我们自己都可以很舒服，很高兴。
So I think the people who are calling for a missional church are asking these churches to change their attitude.
那大家这些在宣扬一个宣教性的教会的人就跟这些北美的教会讲，他们态度应该要改变了。
And what I shared yesterday was a biblical foundation for that argument.
那我昨天跟大家分享的一些圣经就是有这些根据在里面。
Now, before I go on to Ephesians, I just want to say that in truth, we need to have both elements, attractional and missional.
但我在进到圣经里头，我必须强调的是，我们是两边需要兼顾的。
Because we do have to create a church that attracts people, otherwise you can't have a conversation.
我们确实是需要制造一个吸引人的教会，要不然我们没办法制造一些对话。
But we shouldn't be either extreme.
但是我们没有办法走两个极端。
But the heart of the gospel is missional.
但我一个宣教的心，一个传福音的心是宣教性的。
John 20:21, Jesus himself said that as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you.
在约翰福音20:21里头有提到说20:21 20
yeah, Sorry, I forgot to mention this one. I tossed an extra verse in, I didn't prepare.
Okay, yeah. 父怎么差遣我
yeah,
我就怎么差遣你。
Yeah, just translate directly. That's good.
Yeah.
And this is, again, Jesus,telling us that our calling as disciples is to go forth, to be sent out.
约翰在这里对我们讲的是，我们呼召成为门徒，其实就是要走出去。
And the early church took a long time to figure that out.
早期的教会花了很多时间才想清楚。
They stayed in Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷。
They hung around with Jewish Christians.
他们在那边跟一些犹太人的信徒在一起。
It was comfortable.
非常的舒服。
And then persecution broke out, and they were forced to leave.
但是后来逼迫来了，他们就被迫往外逃走。
So when Paul writes his letters to the Ephesians, that's the focus on Ephesians. When Paul writes to Ephesians, this was he had already realized that the church was for Gentiles too.
当保罗写这个保罗书信的时候，他也了解到他必须做外邦人的使徒。
So if you can just walk with me a little bit through the first two chapters of Ephesians, this is what the first section is about. What does it mean to be missional as a church?
那我们现在大家来看以弗所书前几本前几个章节。
Yep, and the first two chapters, the first three chapters actually are Paul's theological reasons for the Ephesian church becoming a missional church.
前三章在以弗所书强调这个教会应该成为一个宣教性的教会。
Okay, and let me just highlight a few verses.
我在这里要提出几个经节。
In verse 8,
在第八节里头
all right, verse 9 through 10, verse 8 and 9 and 10 of chapter 1,
第一章的第八节九还有九到十节
Paul says that with all wisdom and understanding, God made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the time reached the fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
第九节都是照他自己所预定的美意叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘要照所安排的在日期满足的时候是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
Okay, it's important to recognize here the word mystery.
很重要就是大家在这里要了解到这里讲的奥秘。
Mystery is used like five or six times in Ephesians.
在以弗所书里头有五六次提到奥秘。
It means that there's something that's hidden that's now about to be unveiled.
它是关于讲到有些被藏起来现在要把它揭发出来。
And Paul is about to unveil it to the world.
那保罗马上就要把这个奥秘揭示给世人看。
And just what is the mystery of God's will?
到底神的奥秘在哪里呢?
It's to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth and under Christ.
神旨意的奥秘是要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
Salvation is about bringing all things under Christ.
救恩就是把所有人物所有的人都带到救恩都带到神耶稣基督里面。
Jesus is the new king.
耶稣基督是新的王。
So he is the king of the universe.
他是世界的王。
So all things are now to be united under this king.
所以所有的事情都在基督里同归于一。
And the reason why this is a mystery is because if you were Jewish at that time,
这为什么这是一个奥秘呢？想想看，如果你是当时的犹太人的话。
It's hard to accept that Jesus is also the King of the Gentiles.
实在是非常难够接受，很难接受说耶稣基督是也是外邦人的王。
So this is a very important statement.
这是一个非常重要的一句话。
But let's continue.
那我们继续。
And then Paul continues to say that in Jesus we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Verse 12, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And now verse 13, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
十一节里头开始我们提到我们也在他里面得了基业这原是那位随己意行做万事的照着他旨意所预定的叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞十三节你们既听见真理的道就是那叫你们得救的福音也信了基督既然信他就受了所应许的圣灵为印记
For the moment I'm not going to talk about predestination
我在这里先不提到这个预定论。
I want to focus on verse 12 and 13.
我先要提12节跟13节。
This is Paul speaking as a Jewish Christian when he says in verse 12 that we who were the first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. This is Paul speaking about himself and other Jewish Christians.
保罗在这里是以他以犹太人的信徒的角度来讲的。
And so the first, as a Jewish Christian, he was the first to put his hope in Christ.
他以犹太人的信徒来讲呢，他是首先在基督里有盼望的人。
So salvation is for the Jews first.
所以救恩是先给了犹太人。
But then in verse 13, he's now turning his attention to you Gentiles.
但是在第十三节里头，他就把他的注意力转到外邦人。
You also were included in Christ.
外邦人也在救恩里头。
When you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
当你听到这个福音的时候。
So there you see again, Paul suggesting that the gospel is for Jews and Gentiles.
所以保罗这里提到福音是给犹太人也给外邦人的。
Okay, so to wrap up this whole point, okay, this is, I just want to make sure that you hear what Paul is saying.
我就只是要确定大家都听到了保罗所讲的这些事。
So in the end, God puts all things under Jesus' feet, appointing him to be the head of everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
Yeah,
verse 22.
Verse what? 22,
I'm sorry.
在第22节里头就提到就是说又将万有伏在他的脚下使他为教会做万有之首。
And this is where this King Jesus of all the universe connects himself to the church.
这是耶稣基督把他自己跟教会连接在一起的一个经文。
The church is his body.
教会就是他的身体。
We are part of that church.
我们就是教会的一部分。
And the church, therefore, is not just for Jewish people.
所以教会不是只给犹太人的。
It's for Jews and Gentiles.
是犹太人跟外邦人。
All right, so now you have the situation where, Paul is speaking to Gentiles.
所以你现在了解了保罗是要找外邦人的。
And saying to them, you have been invited into God's grace.
对，而且对他们说，你们也是同样被邀请来得到神的恩典的。
You are now part of the church.
你们现在就是教会的一部分。
Just like us Jews, you are part of the same church.
就跟我们犹太人一样，你们也是教会的一部分。
In chapter 2, he emphasizes this point.
在第二章里头，他更强调这个点。
And he says to the Gentiles, remember that at verse 12, chapter 2, that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. Do you remember that, you Gentile Christians?
他对那些外邦人说，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们记得吗？
But now,
但现在
In Christ Jesus,
在耶稣基督里面
you who were once far away,
你们从前远离神的人
have been brought near,
如今却在基督耶稣里
by the blood of Christ,
靠着他的血
So this letter to the Ephesians is a very powerful letter, isn't it?
所以以弗所书实在是一个很有力的一本书
He's really talking about this issue, about how do you bring the Gentiles into the church?
保罗真的是对外邦人带到外邦人到教会，针对这个问题来讨论。
And Paul continues by saying that God's purpose in doing bringing Gentiles into the church was this in verse 15.
在十五节里头，保罗更强调这一点。
To create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace.
他要为将两下借着自己造成一个新人。如此便成就了和睦。
And in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross.
既在十字架上灭了怨仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好。
And on that cross, he puts to death the hostility between Jew and Gentile.
他在十字架上使两下归为一体。
And
犹太人跟外邦人。
So together, Jew and Gentile.
所以一起外邦人跟犹太人一起
are no longer strangers.
再也不是互相陌生的人了。
They are now a new family.
他们现在已经是同一家人了。
No longer foreigners and strangers, verse 19.
在十九节里这样你们不再做外人跟客旅
but fellow citizens with God's people.
是与圣徒同国是
and members of his household,
是神家里的人了。
Built on a foundation of the apostles and prophets,
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
With Christ Jesus himself as a chief cornerstone,
有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
And let me skip over to verse 22. And in Jesus, you too, you Gentiles, are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit.
在二十二节里头，你们也靠着他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
What a great story, isn't it?
实在是一个很美的故事。
How encouraging!
多么的鼓励人啊！
Because all of us are Gentiles.
因为我们所有的人其实都是外邦人。
And because of missional Christians.
但是因为一些宣教教会的原因
，We too can share the salvation and the blessings of Christ.
我们大家都可以同样分享到神的恩典跟福音。
And more so, we can also be together as heirs with inheriting God's blessings.
更大的事实是，我们同样是成为继承神这产业的人。
So if we jump to Ephesians chapter 6, chapter 3, verse 6.
我们现在来看以弗所书三章六节。
Paul is now bringing this message to his crescendo.
他现在把这个福音渐强好，加强好。
The mystery.
这个奥秘。
Is that through the gospel?
就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音。
The Gentiles are heirs together with Israel.
外邦人可以同为后世，同为一体。同盟应许
members together of one body,
同为一体
and shares together in the promise of Christ.
同盟应许
I just want to stop right there.
我就想在这里稍微停一下
And then you know, right after this, Paul does this incredible prayer.
保罗在这里做了一个非常伟大的一个
Yeah, the rest of chapter 3, you just have to read it to believe it.
你实在是必须把所有的第三章给读完，你真的就是可以相信。
Now you all know that in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 9 is a heartthrob of the Christian message that by grace you're saved, not by works, right?
在以弗所书二章里头有讲到，我们的信不是出于行为，也是出于本乎恩，也因着信。
But all around it, chapters 1, 2, 3 is about this story.
但是整个一到三章里头都是关于外邦人对外邦人传道的事。
God wants all people to be saved.
神的心意是要所有的人都得救。
And he has chosen us to be part of the church that proclaims salvation to all people.
他选择了我们成为把福音传出去的一个部分。
I don't think there's another argument that can be made that we're called to be missional people.
所以没有，我们应该不会为这种事情来争论。我们就是应该做一个宣教性的教会。
But remember what I said earlier.
但是记得我前面讲过的。
When different people come together,
当不同的人在一起的时候
，is messy.
是有点混乱的。
And this is where the rubber hits the road, or the reality comes.
那现在就要来谈谈这个混乱的教会事实怎么状况。
And Paul knew this too.
这个保罗也这么讲的。
He knew how difficult it was for Jewish and Gentile Christians to hang out together.
他知道保罗也在书信里头提到，犹太人跟外邦人在一起是多么困难。
And we know it too.
我们也了解的。
For example, you know, my son's accident.
好比说我。儿子的车祸。
How hard it was for us to keep on loving each other without getting angry.
如果要我们不生气是多么困难。
We had to learn how to still care for each other and stay focused on being a family.
我们要还是要在这中间学习怎么相爱，然后大家还是同一家人。
Let me share with you another story when I was younger.
那我跟大家分享一个我小时候的一个故事。
Back in the 1980s, our church was involved with refugee resettlement.
在1980年的时候，我们教会有帮这个难民营做一些事。
And my parents wanted to be foster parents of two orphan, young teenage Vietnamese kids.
我的父母想要领养两个越南难民。
And yeah, at the time, I was about my late teens.
我那时候大概也是十几岁。
And they actually went through and brought in two, I guess, orphaned, junior high school age, Vietnamese kids, boys.
我的父母把他们这个做了一些手续，把他们带了。
Now, one would think that our family would be able to handle this well.
也许你们会想我们家里应该把可以好好处理这个事情。
After all, we're Christians.
因为我们是基督徒啊。
We're supposed to care for everyone, right?
我们应该互相相爱啊，互相照顾。
It didn't work.
实在是很难的事情。
It was very hard for me and my brother.
对我跟我的哥哥来讲是很困难的事情，我弟弟。
I was already getting ready to go to college.
我那时候几乎马上要上大学了。
So my attitude was just to ignore them.
那我的态度就是忽略那两个越南难民。
But my younger brother was terrible.
但是我的弟弟非常的困难。
He's the one who wrote the books, those of you in the English congregation. He's the one who wrote those mystery novels.
我的弟弟后来写了一些、yeah. 小说。
But he was so nasty and mean to those boys.
他对那两个男孩非常的很困难。
He never treated them like they're part of the family.
他从来没有把他们当作家里的一份子。
He would yell at them when they go near the refrigerator.
我弟弟就对他们大吼大叫，他们要去开冰箱就大吼大叫。
And these boys didn't really speak English.
这两个男孩子他也不会讲英文。
So my brother would constantly make fun of their inability to speak English.
然后我的弟弟就取笑他们。
So within a few months, they left.
他们几个月后他们就离开了。
It is hard to try to create that kind of a family.
所以对我们家是很困难的，要接纳人是很困难的。
And life is not clean. There's all kinds of things that make life difficult.
所以有很多事情会让我们的生活变得很困难。
Here's another story.
这又是另外一个故事。
This is me and my brother and my friend neighbors when we were in I guess I was just entering junior high school.
这是我跟我弟弟还有我的邻居，那时候我要开始要上初中。
Can you tell which one is me?
你能够猜出谁是我吗
？Yeah.
左边那个吗
？The one on the left with the ink mark.
哦、oh, ，有个左边那个，有一个胡须的那个。
Yeah. Okay. The little boy in the that's right there. Was I think very yeah he was probably in first grade or so or younger.
右边那个大概一年级。
No, he looks even younger than that. His name is Yorkie.
小一年级，他名字叫 Jordan.
And then the other boy there is my same age as my brother. His name was Ban, with a baseball glove.
在拿手套那个叫 Ban, 他跟我弟弟是同年龄的。
And my brother, of course, being was right there. He's the mean one, the one who was very mean to the.
那右边那个我弟弟就是比较
right
很态度很不好的。
And as you can tell, we were New Yorkers, you know.
你看，你可以猜得出来，那时候我们在纽约。
Bon and his little brother did not come to our church. We were trying to bring them to our church.
那 Bon 呢，跟他的弟弟就没有到我们教会来。我们想办法把他们带到教会来。
And it was kind of fun because his mother would let them come and play baseball with us. So we would often play baseball in a nearby park.
所以他的妈妈常常让他们跟我们一起玩，所以我们常常一起打这个棒球。
So we'd bring him and his brother to all the rest of us boys in the church would play baseball.
所以我们跟教会其他男孩子一起打棒球。
On one particular morning, I was sort of the leader of this gang. I would call everyone up. You know, we didn't have texting, we didn't have email, so I just called everyone on phone.
有一个早上我就把大家叫来了，打电话叫他们来打球。
And you know, this was a day where, at the last second, nobody really wanted to come, but I was very persistent.
最后没人要来，但是我还是很坚持。
So I called everyone, come on, let's go play. And they said, I don't really feel like going today. Let's go. And I rounded up at least 15 kids to go.
他们不愿意来，可是我很坚持，一直打，一直叫他们来， yeah. 最后有15个人来打。
That's how I learned how to be a pastor. I would just call people.
所以这就是从小我就学习怎么做牧师，就是一直打电话。
So we got everyone. I even got a college student who was busy studying for his finals to be our driver.
我甚至我打电话在我们高中要考这个期末考，我甚至打电话还可以找人来。
So everyone came because I really worked hard to get them to come.
对我实在是很辛苦的叫人来打。
But on that morning,
但是那天早上
as we were crossing the street to go to the park,
当我们要过马路到那个公园的时候
a little Yorkie was hit by a car and killed.
其中有一个那个男孩子就被车子撞了死了。
Right in front of my eyes, in front of everybody's eyes, we saw that.
就在我的眼前，这事情发生。
It was a horrendous experience for all of us, and for days I could not eat.
这对我来讲是一个重大的打击，好几天我没办法吃饭。
And you know, I was just in, I think, seventh grade at the time.
那时候我才七年级。
The guilt.
这种罪恶感。
This really changed my life because I realized that being a Christian wasn't always all fun. These things happen.
这实在是对我生命有很大的改变。作为一个基督徒，并不是什么事情都是很顺利的。
So you see the reason why there's that ink spot on my face?
这就为什么我在那上面有个黑黑的像胡须的一个。
I felt so terrible.
因为我自己觉得非常的难过。
I felt so terrible about myself that I decided to try to cross my face out.
我自己对自己很不满意，我就自己把自己的脸给画了。
And I thought I lost this photo, but recently I discovered it buried someplace.
我以为我这张照片已经丢了，但最近我找到这张照片。
And I realized, you know something?That was a life-changing experience for me.
那实在对我来讲是一个生命改变的一个经验。
And every church will have these types of messy things happen.
每个教会都会有这样的事情发生的。
And when things are messy,
当事情有点混乱的时候
and when different people don't get along,
当不同的文化不同种族人在一起的时候不一定大家都相处得和好。
Sometimes it feels like we should just give it up.
有时候我们甚至讲就放弃了。
But the truth is,
但是真理是
it's in those times when things are messy that the family of God becomes the family of God.
这就也就是在那个混乱的时候一个神的家庭成为了一个神的家庭。
After Yorkie's death,
当那个小 York 死了之后
our youth group,
我们的这个青年组
came together.
就大家就在一起了。
Everyone supported each other.
大家就互相的支援。
We tried our best to reach out to his family.
我们尽最大的力量来跟他的家庭来找他们的家庭。
But, I'm sorry, it's kind of hard. But in the end,
最后
the death caused our youth group to become a church.
Yeah, 的那个 yeah, 那个青年组他们就become the church, yeah, 成了教会。
Our English ministry was built up.
我们的英文组就被建造起来。
And the messiness of life could not prevail against God's purposes.
我们这个混乱的，我们生命的混乱没有办法抑制神的这个作为。
So whenever we come to church,
当我们来到教会的时候，
And we're not satisfied.
但我们不满意。
Because somebody is not like us.
因为别人不喜欢我们。
Or we don't like someone.
甚至我们不喜欢别人。
And we have all kinds of reasons for not wanting to be here.
我们有各式各样的理由不想来。
I hope you can see that's God's way of teaching us how to care about the messiness in life and live through it.
我希望大家能够学到，就是在这个混乱中间，借着这个。课讲章大家可以学习。
Christians leave churches for some of the silliest reasons.
很多人离开教会为一些很奇怪的理由。
And some of the reasons are just not even good reasons.
有些理由根本不是理由。
But I hope that if you feel the temptation to leave for whatever reason, maybe you want to go to a church that has better music. I don't know. That you remember that The messiness of this existence is how we become a church, how we grow.
大家如果曾经想有个想法说、哦、我可能因为别的教会音乐的节目比较好或什么，大家应该要了解到，神的心意是在这种混乱中间，我们还能够被建造起来。
You know, I know some young people who leave their home church because they just simply feel like the folks are not relevant to them anymore. The messages are not relevant.
我知道很多年轻人离开他们的教会，因为他们觉得这个信息好像跟他们没关呢。
And they just want to go someplace where they can feel more affirmed and feel that the message speaks to them.
他只是想到一些地方，想到一些教会，他觉得那个教会的信息是对他们说话的地方。
But when some of these young people leave and go to churches that are all the same age,
当这些年轻人到一些教会跟他们是同一个年龄的时候
They don't learn how to be a family church.
他们就没办法学习怎么样成为一个家庭的这个教会
they never learn how to relate to older people.
他们没办法学习怎么跟年长一点的人来互相的、这个、
And they don't really understand how to raise children until they have their own.
也没办法学习说怎么样子来照顾小一点的小孩一直到他们自己有小孩
Being multi-generational is a good thing.
我们这跨有很多这个不同年龄层的教会是一个好的事情。
And in my workshop I shared yesterday, the thing that, at Canaan that just gives me joy is that our English ministry has a lot of people who like multi-generational churches.
就对我来讲我自己的教会对我很欣慰的就是我的年轻组的这个团契的人很喜欢我们这种多代的这种教会，跨代的教会。
In multi-generational churches, young people can be mentored by elder, the people who are their seniors.
因为年轻的一点的人可以被年长一点的人给教导。
And when we have pain,
当我们有痛苦的时候
we can help each other.
我们可以互相的支援。
Much more effectively.
更有效率的互相支援。
I didn't want to share this, but I'll share one more thing because I have to share this.
我不要跟大家分享一个事情。
My wife Betty.
我太太 Betty,
a few years ago, she had, there's two things that happened to her. First of all, she had an abdominal problem. I don't know what caused it.
Yeah, 我太太 Betty 有两个事。一个事就是说几年前她肚子不舒服。
And I was speaking at a conference in Atlanta.
我那时候是在亚特兰大在讲一个讲道。
But her pain got so intolerable that she was hospitalized.
那她这个肚子实在太痛了，她就后来住院了。
And I had to rush back. I had to cut my speaking engagement and fly back.
那我就必须把我的讲那边的演讲给缩短，然后飞回来。
And it turned out that her intestines had kinked together.
那结果呢？她的那个肠子呢是胶在一起。
Then she had to get surgery.
她必须马上做手术。
So she was hospitalized for about a whole week, and the surgery was successful, but it was a very difficult experience for her.
对，对她来讲是那一个礼拜，然后后来手术是成功了，但是非常的辛苦的经验。
And then the day that she was released and came home from the hospital,
当她那回家的时候
，her father died.
她的父亲过世。
So in a couple of weeks, we had to fly back east to attend the funeral.
然后几个礼拜之后，我们就必须又再飞到东岸去参加他父亲的葬礼。
I actually had to perform the funeral service.
那我必须是带领葬礼的人。
Three months later.
三个月之后。
She discovered that she had thyroid cancer.
她就发现她的这个甲状腺有癌。
Now all these messy things that happened to her, and she's just a wonderful person, I tell you.
这些事情很混乱的，就一下接着一个接着一个的发生了。但是他实在是一个很好的人。
She was sustained by the church.
行。
The church supported her.
这教会在那个时候支援了他。
No questions asked.
完全没有问题。
The sisters surrounded her with prayer, with love.
这些姐妹们就围绕着他，给他祷告，给他支持。
And you know something?
你知道吗
？The sisters.Did not speak English.
这些我教会有些姐妹，她们是不讲英文的。
They were our age, but they didn't speak English very well.
她跟我差不多年纪，可是她们不会讲英文。
And it didn't matter.
那完全没有问题。
The love was shown anyway.
我们还是看到她们对我们的爱。
So I want to tell you again that a messy church is often the place where God's grace really takes place.
我要跟大家讲的就是，当一个教会有点。乱乱的时候，其实在这中间，神的恩典要被彰显出来。
And a messy church is a place where we can watch children grow up.
这一个混乱的教会，常常我们也可以看到小孩子成长。
These three kids are the new babies in our English ministry.
这三个小男孩是我们年轻团契的三个小孩子。
And the greatest joy that we have is that now we have a chance to pass to them.The grace of God.
我们现在最觉得欣慰就是我们对他们能够有机会传把神的爱给他们。
And as Psalm 145 verse 4 says,
在诗篇145篇第四节里头有讲到
One generation commends your work to another.
这代要对那代颂赞你的作为。
They tell of your mighty acts.
也要传扬你的大能。
Only in a messy family intergenerational church can we see this happening.
只有在一个混乱的教会，在一个跨代的教会，你可以发现到这些事情的发生。
See, all the truth is, all of our families are messed up.
事实就是我们都家很多事情都发生在我们生命中不完美。
Because of the persistence of sin in our lives.
主要就是我们还常常会有犯罪。
We are imperfect.
我们实在是不完美。
And we get into fights with each other.
我们常常会争吵。
But hopefully we all come together to eat dinner together.
但是呢我们总是会一起在吃晚餐的。
And still become one family.
实在还是同一个家庭。
I want to refer back to this book here by Ross Parsley.
我这里要再重新再跟大家再来看这本书叫做
Messy Church.
Messy, 这一个混乱的教会是由 Ross Parsley 所写的一本书叫混乱的教会。
A multi-generational mission for God's family.
是一个多代的这个宣教这个家神的家庭。
And the amazing thing about that book is, as I read it,
我读了那本书觉得非常的惊讶的是
that his solution to the American church's problem,
他的对美国教会的一个解决的方法呢
？Is to become more confusion.
就是要变得更混乱。
He doesn't say that word, but
他没有这么说了。
But as I read it, it sounds like you know the ideal family is four generations under one household. That's what he's suggesting.
但是我可以读得出来，而且他也建议，就是说一个比较理想的教会就是有很多跨代的，大概四代左右。
So being a missional church does not mean that we are not a messy church.
所以要做一个宣教的教会并不表示我们不是混乱我们。
In fact, the most effective way of proclaiming Jesus Christ
其实最有效率来宣传耶稣基督
is to learn how to overcome the messiness together.
是要怎么样克服这些混乱大家一起怎么克服这些混乱。
And I just realized that my time is about up, so I want to rush through this last point.
那我发现我时间快到，所以我要很快的把我最后一点讲清楚。
Paul knew this to be true.
保罗也强调这个真理。
That's why he didn't finish Ephesians at chapter 3.
所以他在以弗所书没有在第三章就结束。
He had three more chapters.
他还有三章。
And there he gave some very concrete examples of how a messy church can learn to be missional and united.
所以他在这里后面的三章里头就教我们怎么样子能够很有效率的能够在一起生活。
So, I'll just race through a few key points.
我这里只讲了几个锁点。
The first is to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
用和平在四章三节用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所赐和唯一的心。
A messy church can fragment and fall apart.
一个混乱的教会很容易就散了。
But if everyone seeks to try to bring unity to the church,
但是如果每个人就是能够同心合一的话
we can learn how to overcome the messiness of our differences.
那我们就有办法克服我们的这个混乱。
Another point.
另外一点。
The point of being a church.
这教会另外一个目的。
Is to become built up to maturity in Christ.
是要在基督里头成为成熟。
So if everyone stays focused on that.
所以大家就要在这中间要。
You might have different personalities, different talents, different gifts.
你可能有不同的天分，可能有不同的才能。
But all of those are to be brought together to build up each other.
但是为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Okay, and let's move on.
那我们再继续往下看。
And in a messy church,
在一个很混乱的教会里头
we are to live as if we were a new person.
我们必须穿上新人。
Because all the old ways, the bad habits, the sinful attitudes are to be put aside.
我们这些过去的一些罪啊，还有不好的行为都必须要放下。
The selfishness.
这自私。
All of that put aside.
把这些都放下。
And the new self, the one who's like Jesus Christ.
然后我们一个新人，像耶稣基督的新人。
Leads to a spirit of kindness and love.
就会带来一个仁义跟圣洁跟恩慈。
Next point.
下一点。
That we are also to live as an example to the world.
我们也要做一个世界的榜样。
Children of light.
就像光明的子女。
So, in a messy church,
在一个混乱的教会里头
our efforts are to live a life of integrity in the world.
我们就像要做一个光明的子女对世界。
We are to live, set an example to the world about how we relate to each other in our church.
我们必须在教会里头设立榜样，让大家看到我们怎么样来互相的扶持。
During Paul's time,
在保罗那个时候
，if you were not like a if you were not the head of if you were not the head of the household,
如果你不是叫家里的头
，you were kind of like a slave.
你就是一个仆人。
People who had power, like emperors, had almost absolute power.
那好比说，一个君王就有完全的这个权力。
But Paul was teaching the Ephesians this.
但保罗在这里教导这些以弗所的人。
The way we relate to each other is not like king and slave.
我们不是君王跟仆人的这种关系。
We relate to each other by mutually submitting to one another.
我们必须要彼此顺服。
So this verse 21 of chapter 5 is the key verse.
所以在五章二十一节，这是一个很重要的一个。
And then Paul gives three examples of mutual submission.
保罗给了三个互相顺服的例子。
Between husbands and wives.
丈夫跟妻子。
Fathers and sons.
父亲跟儿子。
Masters and slaves.
还有主人跟仆人。
He gave those examples not to reinforce the ways of the world.
他不是说教导大家去服从世界上的一个方式。
But to set an example of how we ought to be, how we ought to live in the world.
但是我们自己却设立榜样，要教我们怎么活出来，然后给世界做榜样。
And finally,
最后
Paul encourages everyone to be strong.
保罗鼓励大家要强壮起来。
Wear the armor of God.
要穿戴神所赐的军装。
Because we are not here to attack the world, we're here to attack the spiritual forces that make the world dark.
因为我们不是以血气的征战，乃是跟那个属灵的那个执政掌权的管理幽暗世界的征战。
Well, let me take that back. Not attack. I say fight. We're not here to attack. We're here to fight.
我们是要征战的。
So in the family of God.
在神的家庭里头
，We are to encourage each other to be strong.
我们要互相鼓励，让大家强壮起来。
So a messy missional church,
一个很混乱的但是宣教的教会
is the most effective witness for Jesus Christ.
是对神最有力的一个证人。
May God use you.
希望神用我们每一个人
to bear fruit for the gospel.
来结福音的果子。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
We praise you, God.
我们感谢你。
Because you truly understand us.
因为你神，你真正了解我们。
You know our weaknesses.
你知道我们的弱点。
You know our selfishness.
你知道我们的自私。
You know how we tend to destroy our world that we live in.
你知道我们常常把我们自己的周遭的事情给毁坏了。
When nations fight against nations.
当国与国互相征战。
When we destroy our environment,
当我们把我们的周遭给弄坏了。
When we exploit one another,
当我们都互相之间互相对不好的时候。
How sad you must be.
你一定很伤心的。
Because this is not what you intended your creation to be.
这实在不是你创造我们这万物所要的结果。
But thank you for your great vision.
但是谢谢你带给我们这么样的
意象。That you are saving us out of that dark existence.
你就在这中间救了我们。
By rising up triumphantly over death.
把我们从死亡中胜利的提升起来。
And inviting all of us.
然后邀请我们每一个人。
Not just Jews.
不是只是犹太人
but all of us,
所有的人
to become your ambassadors,
能够成为你的一个使者
to become this messy church,
能够成为这个混乱教会里头的
that still proclaims the good news of Jesus Christ,
但是在这混乱中可以来宣扬耶稣基督
so thank you for the hope that comes through Jesus Christ,
谢谢你在这借着耶稣基督带给我们的希望
may we look to you,
让我们每个人都往仰望你。
Into your vision.
来仰望你的意象。
And not to our own comfort.
而不是只是看着自己的舒服。
So that we can build up the church that you have called us to be in.
所以我们可以再建立你所要我们建立起来的教会。
So that our church.
我们的教会。
Can be a beacon of hope.
可以成为一个希望的教会。
In Jesus' name I pray.
以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you, Dr. Tim. I think in this message we heard your passion and what you really care for, obviously, and also what has shaped who you are and how you see things. So I was really appreciative of that. So thank you very much for doing that. And I think you did a great job with that and definitely a home run. Or. That's right. But really, who knows baseball here? So let me change that. Instead of home run, he did a smash. Batman. Okay. Anyways. A quick of announcements. So again, right after this, the English side, we are going back to Kinzer. We're going to have a special Q&A with Dr. Tim. And so we'll do that, and then afterwards, clean up, and we'll have lunch.